This is A Run to Remember.
People are always giving guys credit for their X's and O's, but being a head coach is just much more than that. It's managing people.
Tom was the perfect fit.
The thing that really created closeness was that he trusted us.
All right, we know what has to be done, and we know how to do it.
Listen, I taught you all you need, you know, to know. Now go out there and play.
Known by his players as a mild-mannered coach who would often take their thoughts into account, Flores earned the respect and allegiance of his team.
How could that not endear you to a head coach, as opposed to usual, get out of here, I'm in charge. You know, there was never anything like that. I can't emphasize this enough. I think that what he contributed as a head coach is understated.
And the Lombardi Trophy will go to the Los Angeles Raiders. Raiders dominate the Redskins.
Welcome back to A Run to Remember as we look back on one of the great teams in the history of pro football, the 1983 Los Angeles Raiders. We bring in the head coach, Tom Flores, the two-time Super Bowl-winning coach of your Raiders. 1983 time, second year, you're in Los Angeles. You have constant distractions here. Al's fighting the league, and you and your coaching staff is staying all year at the Hyatt right next to LAX there. So talk about everything that was swirling around you just to get the guys ready to play football.
We called it the Mother Hyatt in those days. You know. You could say it was a year of transition. The most important part is we had a great team. And it was pretty mature team because we had enough strong leaders that did not get distracted with what was going on. And it was our job to keep them level-headed, focused on what was going on. And we had nothing else to do because there wasn't a lot to do. I didn't know much about L.A. in those days, where to go. It was almost like being in training camp for the whole year, really, because we were so sequestered in that hotel.
One of the key moments of the season is when Al Davis made the trade to get Mike Haynes away from New England. He was holding out with his contract situation. When you got Haynes and you put him on one side and Lester on the other, how did that change the way your defense played?
That meant we could play a lot of man press, and that meant that our linebackers could move up a little bit more, Matt Millen and Bob Nelson in the middle, and we could shut down the run. And that was very instrumental in how we beat the Redskins.
What do you remember about Marcus that day? The 74-yard run, 191 yards at the time, a Super Bowl record, and being named Super Bowl MVP of Super Bowl 18.
Well, Marcus was just a marvelous player. And, you know, this was, you got to realize this was only his second year in the pros. He was rookie of the year, had a great rookie year. He made success out of that reverse run. I mean, that play was blown up at the line of scrimmage. So he's the one that made it happen. The rest of them, he had pretty good blocking, and he just made some other things happen there.
The single play of that game is the Jack Squirek interception. In the regular season, they ran that same play to Joe Washington, and it worked in the game. They beat you 37-35. Now, they're backed up against their own 12-yard line, 12 seconds to go in the half, and Charlie Sumner takes Millen off the field, brings in Squirek specifically to shadow Joe Washington. Huh?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because they did the same play right before the half to the right, and they were successful. Joe Washington ran it down to – he didn't score with it, but he ran it down, and they were able to score before the half. Charlie Sumner remembered that, and he and his staff put in Jack Squirek for that purpose. Everybody else played zone. It was a cover three. We called it a cover three lock. You know, Joe Washington.
Jim Plunkett that year, of course, it ends with the Super Bowl title as second. But he got benched during the course of that year. Talk about the conversations you had with Al and the decision to take Plunk out of the lineup.
You know, having played quarterback, it's pretty hard to bench a quarterback, your starter, especially a guy that's won a Super Bowl for you. But he was beat up pretty good early in the year. And Jim was the kind of quarterback that he was just such a great warrior. He didn't avoid too much contact. So we did make a change, and we put Mark Wilson in. We had a big Sunday night game against Dallas, and Mark had a big game. We ended up going to Kansas City, and that's when Mark broke his shoulder. And Jim came off the bench and helped us win that game and went on. And he was like a new person because he had had about 3 weeks of rest, and so he was marvelous.
That team, where do you rank it? Al always said it was clearly the best Raider team of all time. As you look at the great Super Bowl winning teams, where do you rank the 1983 LA Raiders?
I think we would be in the top 10, and maybe even the top 5. But you look at the guys we had, like you just mentioned them a little while ago, and it was just incredible, the amount of Pro Bowlers we had, Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers.
We were ready to go when the season started again, and we were going to be committed to finalize this journey of being a world champion.